With the sky high cost of housing in New Jersey, more people are becoming homeless than ever before. WHYY's David Matthau reports the problem is being compounded by this summer's intense heat.
Gabrielle, who struggles with mental health and addiction problems, has been in survival mode living in the streets of Trenton for the past 5 years.
People look right through you like you're not real. You're not worthy of just human decency.
She says when temperatures soar into the 90s,
you're just walking in circles like, where do I go next? You know what I mean? And, you know, wanting to be able to just lay down, sit down, be comfortable.
Connie Mercer, who heads up the Jersey Coalition to End Homelessness, says the most recent point in time count shows there are more than 10,000 people without homes in the Garden State, but the actual number is much higher, and individuals living outside are at extreme risk.
Dying from heat is a horrible way to die. Horrible, awful, with your muscles contracting, with your losing your ability to think.
A 71-year-old homeless man who doesn't wish to be identified says he's fortunate. After spending his savings taking care of his elderly mother, he lost his apartment and struggled to find work, but now has a room and 3 meals a day at the Rescue Mission of Trenton.
This is like falling into heaven for me. This is something I've never heard of in my life. I didn't know existed, but it sure is timely for me.
Back outside, Gabrielle says living without a home is disorienting.
You look up and 3 months have passed and you're like, I don't know, it's strange. Your goals and things are different. It's like one of the freest prisons you'll ever be in. There are, you know, invisible walls holding me into this situation.
Legislation to create a Code Red Alert program to shelter at-risk individuals during extreme heat and bad air quality events has stalled in the state legislature. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.